As a deputy district attorney in Alameda County in 2003, I was offered a career-making case. The year before, Demarcus Rawls and his 7 co-defendants had embarked on an unprecedented 3-month journey of murder and terror. Accepting the case meant I was ready to ask for this young man to be executed. I had never spent any real time thinking about the death penalty before. In my rush to say yes, I failed to seriously consider what I would have to do. The bottom line question I had for prospective jurors was, could you return a verdict that would one day require the state to execute a human being? I believe many of the jurors had watched news stories about shocking murders and had passionately proclaimed the killer should be put to death. Now that these jurors might play more than a spectator's role, they became less sure. I began to share their anxiety. The trial revealed more than the gruesome details of the murder. It provided a window into the life of Demarcus Rawls as a child. Born when his mother was in jail, his role model was his older brother, one of the coldest killers I had ever heard of. It was a cycle I had been witnessing throughout my career as a prosecutor. Horrific violence carried out by people who had lived through such violence themselves. Rather than death by execution, the jury sentenced Demarcus to die in prison. I had lost, and yet I knew that justice had been done. I now realized that I can no longer argue for the death of another human being. My experience has shown me that state execution is an ineffective, cruel, and simplistic response to the complex problem of violent crime. Executing the man Demarcus Rawls had become would not make us safer, but something else just might. Taking the millions wasted each year on the death penalty and spending that money instead to intervene in the life of a child who could become the next Demarcus Rawls. With a perspective, I am Daryl Stallworth.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.